Welcome to the God Solutions for Today's Problems podcast. Our goal is to help you see that no matter what problem you're facing, Jesus Christ holds the solution that you need. Before we begin, I'd like to inform you of our special offer. If this podcast has been a help and blessing to you, please feel free to purchase a copy of the book we are using in this podcast, The Guide to Biblical Counseling, by Dr. Tim Clinton and Dr. Ron Hawkins. It is available on our website for just $30. You can make your purchase today at OrdainedChaplainsUSA.org. Now, here's your host, the president of Ordained Chaplains USA and life coach, Daniel White III.
Ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters in Christ, welcome to God's Solutions for Today's Problems podcast. This is episode number 55. My name is Daniel White, the third president of Ordained Chaplains USA and life coach. We don't have to look far to see that many people in the world are dealing with a variety of problems and troubles and are in need of solutions. We have too many people who like to talk and like to hear themselves talk in dialogue with people, but too many do not come with solutions. Yes, I do believe that problems should be resolved and we should move on with our lives, not just talk about them. No matter what problem you are facing, whether it is emotional, psychological, or spiritual, Jesus Christ holds the solution that you need for your soul. As we walk together in this podcast, we will address a number of topics that exist in the world and present solutions from the Bible that will help you heal and live life more abundantly. Our aim in this podcast is, number one, to introduce you to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the ultimate source of all healing and blessing and solving of problems. Number two, to provide you with information that will help you to understand the problem, the trouble, the tribulation that you're facing. And number three, to help you by providing solutions to your problems. Our passage from the Word of God today is Psalm 30, 10 through 11. It reads, "Hear, O Lord, and have mercy upon me. Lord, be thou my helper. Thou hast turned for me my mourning into dancing. Thou hast put off my sackcloth and girded me with gladness." Allow me to share with you some interesting points on this passage from Dr. Matthew Henry's commentary. What he prayed for, mercy to pardon, have mercy upon me, and for grace to help in time of need. Lord, be thou my helper. On these two errands, we also may come boldly to the throne of grace. In due time, God delivered him out of his troubles and restored him to his former prosperity. His prayers were answered and his mourning was turned into dancing. God's anger now endured but for a moment, and David's weeping but for a night. The sackcloth with which, in a humble compliance with the divine providence, he had clad himself was loosed. His griefs were balanced. His fears were silenced. His comforts returned, and he was girded with gladness. Joy was made his ornament, was made his strength, and seemed to cleave to him as the girdle cleaves to the loins of a man. As David's plunge into trouble from the height of prosperity, and then when he least expected it, teaches us to rejoice as though we rejoiced not, because we know not how near trouble may be. So his sudden return to a prosperous condition teaches us to weep as though we weep not, because we know not how soon the storm may become a calm and the formidable blast may become a favorable gale. Beloved, our solutions for today's problems quote is from Amy Carmichael, one of the greatest writers of all time, one of the greatest Christian writers of all time. She said, "We say then to anyone who is under trial, give him time to steep the soul in his eternal truth. Go into the open air, look up into the depths of the sky, or out upon the wideness of the sea, or on the strength of the hills, that is his also. Or if bound in the body, go forth in the spirit. Spirit is not bound. Give him time, and as surely as dawn follows night, there will break upon the heart a sense of certainty that cannot be shaken." And she is right about it. Beloved, the problem we are discussing today is depression, part 9 from the book and, yes, guide, the Guide to Biblical Counseling by Dr. Tim Clinton and Dr. Ron Hawkins. Many of you might remember Dr. J. Adams. My mother, Shirley Louise White, used to be a big fan of J. Adams. She may still be. But in recent years, over the last 2 decades or so, I believe Dr. Tim Clinton of Liberty University has taken his place as the number one person dealing with Christian counseling and helping people to solve their personal problems. And Dr. Ron Hawkins has joined him on this book. The book reads, "Why art thou cast down, O my soul? And why art thou disquieted in me? Hope thou in God, for I shall yet praise him for the help of his countenance." Psalm 42:5. Depressed feelings may cause some people to turn away from God. Others, like David, allow those disquieted, depressed feelings to make them hope in God even more, remembering his grace and goodness and love. During such times, living by faith takes on new meaning. Depressed people must learn to trust what they cannot feel or see. Yea, they must walk by faith and not by sight. They must understand that happiness comes from communion with God and God only, not anything on the earth. To appoint unto them that mourn in Zion, to give unto them beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, that they might be called trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he might be glorified. Isaiah 61:3. The Bible recognizes the heaviness of depression. God's love and understanding each person, and God's love and understanding reach out to those who are depressed and discouraged. God promises to give consolation, beauty in place of ashes, oil of joy in place of mourning, and a garment of praise instead of a spirit of heaviness. Besides the obvious impairments in mood and relationships, Untreated depression affects multiple areas of a person's life. It is one of the top three causes of disability and diminished work productivity. Here's a prayer starter for you. Lord, at times we all feel downhearted. Today, put your name there. Or put somebody else's name there. Feels like he or she is walking in darkness with no way out. I pray, Lord, that you will provide healing and help us discern what is going on deep in his or her heart. If there is deep pain of loss, guilt, or shame because of sin, help us to have the discernment to bring it into the light and confess it by your grace. Beloved, in our next podcast, we will begin looking at the problem of discouragement if the Lord should tarry his coming and we live. Let's pray. Holy Father God, everybody who is a child of God, who is under the demonic spell of depression, Lord, encourage their hearts today. Lift their burdens. Help them to come out of the shadows. Help them to forsake their pride and get the encouragement and help they need at the house of God. Help them to pray without ceasing, even though they may not feel like it. Help them to read your holy word, a whole book at a time, starting at the Psalms, and stay with it and believe your word, whether they feel it or not. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. And forsake. Amen. Dear friend of mine, if you are listening today and you have never trusted Jesus Christ as your Savior, nobody can help you with your anger issues better than the Savior, Jesus Christ. Allow him to save your soul from sin and hell. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. The Bible says, and thou you shalt be saved. Here's how you can be saved from sin, anger, and hell, and have a home in heaven when you die, in more detail. First, accept the fact, dear friend, that you are a sinner. You have sin in your life. You are sinful, and that you have broken God's law. The Bible says in Romans 3:23, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Second, accept the fact that there is a penalty for sin. The Bible states in Romans 6:23, for the wages of sin is death. Third, accept the fact that you are on the road to hell because of your sins. We die physically because of our sins, and our bodies go to the grave. Our soul goes to hell if we have never believed on the Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ said in Matthew 10:28, and fear not them which kill the body, but are not able to kill the soul, but rather fear him which is able to destroy both soul and body in hell. Also, the Bible states in Revelation 21:8, but the fearful and unbelieving and the abominable and murderers and whoremongers and sorcerers and idolaters and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. Now, dear friend, this is bad news, but I have some good news for you. Jesus Christ himself said in John 3:16 in the Holy Bible, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. Just believe in your heart that Jesus Christ died for your sins, was buried and rose from the dead by the power of God for you, so that you can live forever with him. Pray and ask him to come into your heart to save your soul today, and he will. Romans 10:9-13 says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth, your mouth, the Lord Jesus, and shall believe in your heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For the scripture saith, whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed. For there is no difference between the Jew and the Greek. For the same Lord over all is rich unto all that call upon him. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Now, dear friend, if you need further coaching, please visit our website at www.ordainedchaplainsusa.org. If you have other questions about life's problems for this podcast, please email us at coach@ordainedchaplainsusa.org. Until next time, my beloved, please remember that God has a solution to all of your problems. God bless you.
Thank you for listening to the God's Solutions for Today's Problems podcast. If this podcast has been a help and blessing to you, please feel free to purchase a copy of the book we are using in this podcast, The Guide to Biblical Counseling, by Dr. Tim Clinton and Dr. Ron Hawkins. It is available on our website for just $30. You can make your purchase today at ordainedchaplainsusa.org. Please feel free to subscribe, rate, and leave a comment about this podcast on iTunes. You can also listen to the God Solutions for Today's Problems on SoundCloud, Stitcher, Blog Talk Radio, BlackBerry Podcast, and via podcasting apps on the Google Play Store and the Amazon App Store. God bless you.